Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. With me right now is Chris Dobbin, CEO at Nova Leap Health. Chris, it's good to meet you. How are you today?
Good, thanks. I appreciate you having me.
Of course, yeah, it's good to have you. Chris, we've had you once before on the platform before, but for investors who might be new to the story, give us an intro into the company.
Yeah, so Nova Leap Health Corp, we're traded on the TSX Venture Exchange, headquarters in Canada. We have a home care operation throughout Nova Scotia, as well as through seven states in the US.
So let's talk more about your quarterly achievements. You recently reported for your first quarter. We saw first quarter revenues were highest in the company's history. So can you talk a bit about what's driving this top line growth?
Yeah, so I think we step back the last few years. I mean, we've been pretty acquisitive over the last 3.5 years. You know, really, we started our operations back late 2016 into 2017 with the concept that we could roll up privately owned independent home care operations. And we've been doing that pretty successfully over the last few years. So we've gone from about $40,000 of revenue in 2016 to $17 million last year. We've just announced the best revenue in our history, and so we're trending towards $20 million US. So certainly, it's been a good few years for us. It's good coming off the quarter. I think COVID vaccinations have helped out quite a bit, so it's been positive on a lot of fronts for the company.
How had the coronavirus affected the company?
Yeah, we saw a dip in Q2 of 2020. So at the very beginning of the pandemic, we did see a dip. And, you know, for those that followed us, they can go back and look at the quarterly results and they would have seen a decline really into Q2. We started to see a comeback in Q3, upwards of Q4. We made a couple of acquisitions late in the year. And then obviously Q1 of 2021 are our best quarterly results from a revenue perspective. So certainly trending in the right direction.
We did see the adjusted net loss increase for the quarter. So can you maybe shed some light on that?
Yeah, so maybe break it down to two things. I think from a net income perspective, you know, we're profitable as we look at some of the government programs that are put into place. So we did qualify for the ERC. For those that want to take a look at my the press release I put out in my commentary, they'll see the impact that's had on us, which will be positive over the course of the next few months. There was a small loss in terms of EBITDA or negative EBITDA, but pretty much on a break-even basis. So, you know, our EBITDA has tended to look very much like a stock chart over the last few years, a little bit of ups and a bit of a pullback and up again. So certainly my expectation is that with a quarter where we've been moving in the right direction from a revenue perspective, we'll start to see the pickup in EBITDA going forward as well.
So from my understanding, a big part of the strategy is acquisitions here. So talk a bit about your plan for growth in the US and in Canada.
Yeah, we've really been focused primarily in the US. We've made several acquisitions there. We're in seven states now in the US. We have a pretty full pipeline ahead of us. I'd say at any given time, we're probably looking at anywhere from 12 to 15 acquisition opportunities. You know, how many of those we do are the ones we're looking at obviously remains to be seen, but you know, we're seeing pretty steady deal flow, both from the outreach program we have internally, as well as from brokers sending us opportunities. So, pretty active right now in a number of conversations. And if it's any indication, if history is any indication, I suspect, there'll be some deals that come out of the ones that we're looking at. But again, a positive from us that we're seeing such strong deal flow at this given time.
But when you do look at acquisitions, what kind of qualifications are you looking at in terms of the companies?
Yeah, we've been buying pretty small businesses. I mean, they're 10 to 15 years old, historically profitable, you know, founder that's looking for a succession plan. And where we've been successful is identifying somebody internally within that local office that can take, I guess, an enhanced leadership position within the office. So you think about what we're acquiring, there are no facilities, the service-based business, home care, non-medical nature within, you know, a senior's home. And so there's usually three or four people within the office and say 70, 75 caregivers in the field. And that's really what we're acquiring as well as the brand and so on, the client base, obviously. So for us, it's identifying somebody that can lead that business going forward as the owner is looking for an exit. That's been the type of transaction that we've done. The other type of transaction that we look at will be similar to a private equity type of fund. So that would be where you maybe have a younger person is looking to expand his or her you know, current footprint from a geographic perspective to either a larger region or different cities, whatever it may be, and they're looking for a strategic and financial partner. We can come in there and play a role in that type of situation as well. We've looked at those type of deals, but haven't yet had the right one to fit that type of model.
So, you know, we talked about your acquisition strategy here. Are there any other milestones that you'd like investors to know in the next few months or so?
I think just keep an eye on us in terms of how the revenue and the EBITDA is trending. Obviously, we started to see that in Q1 from a positive perspective, particularly on the revenue side. And I think the EBITDA will start to pick up as it has historically. And then just keep an eye on our acquisitions. Again, we're pretty acquisitive. We've tended to do one transaction per quarter. We've been pretty consistent with that over the last 3.5, 4 years. And so certainly I have expectations we'll continue to do that going forward.
Looking forward to following the story. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.